If you don't know me, my name is Pastor Chris, and those of you joining on stream, it's great to have you guys with us. As you can see, we're having a pretty special day, and we can't wait for you to be with us as well one day. I love studying relationships. I love it. More times than not, if you're hanging out with Lori and I, and we're in a public place, she's going, Chris, stop it, because I'm staring at people, and I'm watching them, and studying them, and seeing what's going on. I love that happening. And along the way, I've made a couple of observations. See if these fit in terms of what you've seen as well. The first is this. Falling in love is easy. It's quite easy. I remember when, and you may have remembered, that time that you were attracted, right? There's this attraction. And the attraction, it can be emotional, it can be physical, but there's something about that person that just, you're like, whoa. The sparks start to fly. It starts to happen. And I remember when I fell for Lori that I worked on the other side of her, and I would stop by to see her brother. And I remember, first of all, she's beautiful, but her voice. Like, there was something really, really special about her voice. And I loved to hear her talk. And then she's very competitive. I love that. And she's got a crazy strong spirit. And I'm so attracted to that. And so I also remember the touch. You guys remember the touch, right? When you fall in love, like it's just, I remember the first time that we kissed. Like I never felt anything that soft before in my life. Like that was just, it was amazing. And the butterflies, they explode. And you can't stop thinking about them. And you're just, there's just joy in the whole thing. You love to give to them. You want what's best for them, and you love doing that. Falling in love, pretty common thing. I even, 3 months in, wanted to pearl her. Does anybody here know what pearling is? That was interesting. I looked it up last night to see if I knew what I was talking about. No, it wasn't on the internet. So I don't know if they just did this in my town or what the deal was. But if you weren't at the stage that you were going to get engaged, you would give a girl a pearl. And that pearl said, I want to marry you one day. I'm going to give you an engagement ring later. Now, I remember being on the back of her dad's property, sitting with her, and how nervous I was that I was going to tell her that I wanted to pearl her. Now, I didn't actually have the ring, because I only had $643 in my bank account, and I owned a 1968 Grand Torino. It looks just like that, but big wheels and jacked up on the back. Those are the two things I loved. And you're like, well, that's not realistic. You weren't living in the real world. You were just a kid. No. It's exactly the same thing for you. It's exactly what happened to you. Falling in love happens a lot. Being in love is fairly common. That's the second thing. That I want the best for them. I love to be with them. That we've gone through all of these experiences. And oftentimes, through these experiences, trust has been built. You've gone through some tough times, and they were there for you. You have experienced things together. You maybe worked on projects together. And this love has built, it's grown, and it's primarily emotional, and it's primarily physical. What do I mean? There's this sense that I feel connected to that person. I feel joy, but there's this feeding thing. As a matter of fact, marriage counselors talk about this love bank that you need to put in this side of the love bank and that side of the love bank. You need to keep adding the love bank, right? You need to keep, and what they're talking about is you do the things that we've talked about in church and you hear all the time. You can get all kinds of books about it, about these habits that you develop, dating and the way that you treat each other and the way you communicate. They all build this emotional love. They keep it going that you're feeding into the other person's feeding into you. But here's a third observation. Growing in love is pretty rare. to actually grow, for your love to actually grow after you've gotten that big bang in those first couple of years, for love to actually grow, it's pretty rare. I know this is true. I know this is true because I have asked every couple I've ever worked with, tell me the greatest love couple you know of. Tell me which couple you know of in your life that you watch and you want your love to be like theirs. And without fail, they don't have a single soul. They'll go like, hey, my grandparents, they're still together. They've been together for 43 years. Do you want their marriage? No. Why? They're still together, but the passion and the fire, it's not there anymore. The love didn't grow. They just lived off the love that they had at the beginning. So that's my observation, that love is fairly rare. And as a matter of fact, as you continue to live life, what happens is storms come, and kids come, and mortgages come, and careers come, and commitment comes. And man, they just beat on that love. It just beats on it. It beats on it. Along the way, one of you does something that breaks trust, just beats on it. You fall in love with other things, and it just beats on it. You need your love to be able to grow. And so you do all kinds of things to try to get it to grow. But there's an emptiness that begins to set in. There's a sense of, okay, I guess this is all there is. And as that happens, something interesting develops. There's lots of studies have been done on this. My own personal observation, I've watched this, but there's these guys, Amato and Prevetti, who did this study and interviewed a bunch of couples. And they found out that 73% of the couples in the relationship believed they had worked hard enough to make the marriage work. And the 74% of them believed the other person had not. In other words, we almost always believe, I have done what needs to be done for this marriage to grow, this relationship to grow, this love to grow. They haven't. They haven't. They need to do more. That's super common. It's the state of many of relationships. And guess what? Not just marriage relationships, not just man and woman relationships. These are also relationships between friends and relationships with ministry. Like, you've fallen in love with a ministry and you were going to make a difference and you were serving God in that ministry and it was, and something happens. And how do you grow your love in those places? Well, what we're going to teach you in this series is we're going to use this picture. What we're going to teach you in this series is you have planted your seed in the wrong soil. The soil matters. And you never learned how to fertilize it. Even worse, many times you actually practice things that poison it and you had no idea. If you go back to that video, a number of you started your relationships keeping score. Even before you got married, you were keeping score. That's poison. You may not have known it. You never learned it. Here's the good news. The good news is you have the seed. You have the ability to be loved. You were created to be loved. And you were created to love. And you have the seed. Many of you have already fallen in love with someone or some ministry or some friend. All of you want to fall in love. All of you need to develop the ability to grow. So what we're going to do in this series is we're going to teach you how to take your seed, how to plant it in new soil. For some of you, you might have to take it out of the soil that it's in, and how you're going to plant it in new soil. By the way, we're going to watch these plants grow each week. Right, so each week you get to grow and you come and you watch them grow as we teach you how to do this with your lives and with your love. We're going to watch that happen there as well. This whole thing centers around a passage in that actually the elders were memorizing in Philippians, and I came across this, and it really hit me for what we need to do. It says, and this is my prayer. Now, this isn't about relationships, marriage. This is about relationships within the church. And this is my prayer, Paul says, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. That your love may abound more and more. In other words, that your love would be able to grow, abound, expand, explode. More and more in knowledge. We're going to take and say, hey, what do you need to know? That's part of the soil. Part of the soil is you're actually operating on a knowledge you've been lied to. You're doing the best you can with what you have. I think we're going to introduce you to you something new that will allow you to develop or grow love. And depth of insight. We're going to call that fertilizer. Almost everything that grows fast and grows well, it needs fertilizer. It needs nutrients to do that. So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Which, by the way, true love is the ability to discern and do what's best for the other person, no matter what it costs me. And we want to help you to be able to do that in your life, in your relationships. So, there's three reasons I'm inviting you to come back and to invite somebody else with you along the way. They don't get breakfast. You got breakfast. But invite them to come back. Invite somebody else to come with you to this series. One, to learn how to plant your love in the right soil for it to grow. And the first week, next week, we're going to talk about him. There's a specific knowledge. There's a specific thing that happens to couples, probably all over the world, but in a massive way in our culture. Something that men are doing that they think is loving. You ever heard the phrase, happy wife, happy life? Guess what? Here's the quote. I always want to give you a quote you can text out. Here's your quote. Here it goes. A happy wife makes a happy life will get you through the night. But in the long run, it will kill your love. Let me say it again because somebody went, ooh. Okay. A happy wife makes a happy life will get you through the night. But in the long run, it'll kill your love. Next week, I'm going to teach you how that works, man. And I'm going to open the door for you to be able to, no matter what the circumstances are, grow in your love. The week after that, I'm going to talk to the ladies and what God has said to you and what God's called you to do that will open the door for your love to grow. Then I'm going to teach you the third week, I'm going to teach you how to use the storms of life to fertilize your love. Now, I realize that many of you are not farmers. You may not know this. Did you know that when lightning strikes in a storm, it actually creates nitrogen that fertilizes the plants? That for farmers, the more lightning in a storm, the better the crop. In other words, the storm brings the fertilizer. That's true in life. If you understand how to respond to the storm, we want to teach you how to be able to do that. And thirdly, how to water your seed. So I'm going to give you some practical tips. Everybody loves practical tips. This series is really major, deep things, but everybody's got to have tips. So in the end, I'll give you practical tips, how to practice this. How do you put this in your day-to-day life and be able to move forward with it? Your homework this week is, one, go find somebody and bring them back with you. Two, ask yourself this question. What motivates you? Why do you do what you do in relationships? Do you do what you do because it pleases you? Do you do what you do because it pleases him or her? If it's not those two, why do you do what you do? What's the motive for what you do? We're all created to be loved and to love and to grow in love that abounds more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. You have access to a superpower, but you've got to plant your seed in the right soil. So I encourage you, make a commitment this morning. Make a commitment. You're going to be here at least the next 2 weeks. I'm convinced if you come the next 2 weeks, you'll keep coming. Right? Make a commitment. Come for the next 2 weeks. I encourage you to bring somebody with you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, my prayer is the exact same prayer as Paul's. I pray that our people may be able to, our church, our hearts may be able to abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. So we may be able to choose, not only choose what is best, but do what is best in our love for others. Lord, all throughout our little church here, there are people that right now said, I'm going to come back. But this week, they're going to run into struggle. Lord, help them. Plant into their hearts. No. You can't learn to grow in love if you don't first get that knowledge from you. Encourage them. Do whatever it takes for them to be able to come back and be a part of this and step into this. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for all the people who worked so hard. Thank you for the smiling faces and being able to be together. In your name we pray. Amen.